Welcome to another edition of the Travel Calumet Original Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Sense, and with me today is Bob Schneider from Gravity Park, USA. We are sitting inside, Bob and I are, of this beautiful bar slash restaurant facility that overlooks a dirt track and pit area. But it also feels like I'm on a farm. Why is that, Bob?
Well, because it originally was a farm.
Okay.
And we still also do farm, and so the combination of two works really good.
Okay. And you've been doing this how long?
Well, we started in 99 with go-karts and then progressed into the motocross. And then we ended up going to stock cars, and now we're into the off-road trucks and buggies and side-by-sides.
Okay. And so in the restaurant and bar that we're in, you do fish fries on Friday night during the season, is that correct?
We do fish fries up here, and also do them back by the dirt track, by the oval. That's basically where most of the action is on Friday nights.
Okay. And your season runs from when?
It'll run from early April until the mid-October.
Did you move it up because of this warm winter that we had this year? Or?
No, we always are fortunate to dry out. We're on a hill here, so we dry out, and we can get going early, and we always try to start early.
Can you walk listeners through exactly what a race night, a typical Friday night, would look like here?
A typical Friday night will be the pits open at 3:30. People start coming in. They got to sign in, and we'll start racing at 7 o'clock. And after that, then the competition starts, and that's where all the excitement is.
What kind of race numbers do you have? Do you have like 5 a night, 2 a night? What kind of?
No, there's 6 classes, and they all race. You have your heat races, and then you have your features, and if there's enough cars, you have the semis.
And how many vehicles are racing a night, would you
we'll
say?
Have anywhere from our low will be like 70 all the way up to 150 160.
With that many races and that many vehicles here, I'm assuming you have pretty large crowds here on a Friday night then.
Yeah, we do real well on the spectator count. You know, we do anywhere from 350 to probably 600 spectators, depending on the weather and the night and how nice it is. And sometimes it's larger, and sometimes it can be smaller.
Okay, and now you're mostly catering to the amateur racer, is that correct?
Yes, we. Most of them are just starting out. We have kids starting racing here at 12 years old, and do real well. And then their dads are probably into it, so that carries on through the years, and it makes it fun.
So if you were to bring your family out here, what would they experience on a Friday night? A family with say a young couple with a couple of young kids.
Well, we're hoping first off that they'd come and eat and enjoy the food, because we think we have a very good food menu. And then after that, it's the excitement of the races. The track is the third mile. It's not real large. It's got the nickname the Bull Ring, so competition is stout, and they're really packed in tight when they race, so it makes it fun.
So you've been doing this now for quite a while. Why do you keep doing it?
That's a good question. It's something that I used to race and to carry it on, and I think it's good for the county, it's good for the town, it's good for everyone around here, and it saves a lot of people from traveling, and there's a lot of people that travel into this area. They come from a long ways away, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, they just Minnesota. They travel a long ways to come here, and then we've had people probably from just about every state.
Is it a generational activity? Is it something that, you know, grandparents can have their kids do, and their kids turn around and teach their kids how to do it? Is that how it works?
It's definitely generational. And then you've got people that just starting out, and there's entry classes. And as you go up, you can race all the way from a four-cylinder all the way to the late models. Price tag keeps going up as you move up and get better at it.
And so you mentioned price tag. How much is an average racer invest in their vehicle, would you estimate?
Well, you got the guys that are really handy in their shop. They'll build a car for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, And then as you move up, you'll have guys that'll spend $40,000 to $60,000. And then you have those all the way in the middle of there that, depending what they do, they might build their own engines, they might put their own chassis together. I would say a halfway medium price is between that $20,000 and $25,000.
Okay, so it's not a hobby that you do lightly. You take it seriously then, is what I'm hearing from that.
Right, it's not a hobby that you take lightly, but I always refer it to as a guy with a boat in his truck, he's got a lot of money spent. A golfer, he spends a lot of money. Every sport that you spend is always taxing in the pocketbook. But those are the things if you like to do, they're right in line, just like snowmobiling. You know, those are upwards pricing now, like $19,000, $20,000. So race cars are not out of the question, you know, when it comes to that.
The track itself is rather hilly, very similar to the topography of the county itself here in Calumet County. What kind of reaction do you get from racers, maybe a first-time racer that comes out here and runs the track?
Well, when you said hilly, that's for the off-road truck track, and that's what they like to do because they're jumping through the air 50, 60, 70, maybe even 100 feet. So that's a whole different type racing versus the oval racing, which is on a high bank. Oh, well, ours is high banked, and it's a lot. The two are a lot different in caliber and in category.
What kind of speeds do you get on the oval track, would you say?
Oh, they're probably upwards of 75, 80. They'll average probably 60 miles an hour on there. Okay. Maybe even some get higher than that.
Okay, and then on the dirt track, it's all about skill there, isn't it?
Well, it's a lot of skill, but it's also speed on with the trucks here too. Everything's about speed.
Okay. How fast are the trucks going?
Oh, they'll do 60, 70 on here.
Okay. And do they get off the ground occasionally, I'm assuming?
Oh yeah, they'll get a lot of air.
With racing, a lot of people think of sometimes the misfortunes of the crashes and things like that. Do you have that as an issue out here? A lot of problems?
Well, that's I hate to say it, but that's one of the things that people go to a racetrack to see, you know. They all waiting for the big one. It doesn't make any difference if it's NASCAR or if it's a local track. We're all waiting for the big one. Tempers flare, excitement builds, and that's what brings people to the grandstands. And that's the fun part, but it can be the ugly part also.
Yeah. So you have a season. Is there a championship? Does it build to it like a, is there standings, rankings throughout the year?
Oh, yeah, there's a championship, and as the season progresses, you can see the excitement. It just picks up in tensions and really gets to be a quite a deal.
So is the championship race night, what the night that you host those, a lot bigger crowds than the usual crowd? What kind of atmosphere is happening that night?
It's a good-sized crowd always for the championships, and especially some years, you know, it might rain us out and it kind of puts a damper on them, but when the championship nights are run in consecutive order, it points are tight, and we formatted things a little differently to make them really tight so that guys got something to fight for, so there's a lot of excitement involved in that.
So if a family comes to visit, comes to the track on a Friday night to check everything out, what's going on here, what other things would you recommend?
Well, just bring, we never know what the wind's going to blow, what direction that's going to blow here. So I would bring an extra sweater because it can be 70 and the wind blows out of the east up here. It's going to get a little cool. And some bring their sunglasses and some bring some umbrellas, and you can either sit in the bleachers or stand up on top or bring your lawn chair. There's adequate room for all of that.
What are your plans for the future here at Gravity Park USA?
We're hoping that, or I'm hoping especially, that the kids carry it on. And hopefully I'm around for the next 20 years. My dad's 92, so that makes a lot of fun. So he's here all the time. And if I can stick around that long and watch and see what progresses here. Other than that, I think I don't foresee looking to do a whole lot differently than what we're doing. just to maintain it and move forward. But there's always something happening, something being built, something being fixed, something being redone.
But if it isn't broke, don't fix it, right?
That's right. So we're at, probably in that stage where the bulk of our work is done, as for saying structural building of the tracks. So
can you maybe tell listeners how and where you're located and how they can get here and maybe costs, things like that?
We're located 2 miles north of Chilton on Hickory Hills Road. Can't miss it from the highway. Cost to get in here is dependent on what show it is. Right now, spectators are 13. Kids under 10, I think, are free. And then the pits, that's $30 out there. Anybody can go in there. A lot of people go in there because they hang out with their race car drivers and their family in the pits. So it's a big deal. It's like camping to the racing world. This is their camping on weekends. This is what they do. And they'll race here on Friday night. They'll go to Plymouth on Saturday night, or it could be Beaver Dam, or it could be 141, or it may be Luxembourg. So they travel, and a lot of them travel and go a lot of places to race.
So they'll go through the whole circuit while they're there. When they come here, they'll at the other venues. Do you find there's a lot of people that do that?
There is probably a large number of them that do that.
How much time should they budget to be here? Is, you know, you start at, I think you said 3:30 is when the gates open.
Right.
And so budget the whole evening, here till midnight, here till 11, 10.
If you're a spectator, we don't want you to get bored. And some nights the shows can get dragged down a little bit. There can be rollovers and it can go, or crashes, and it can go pretty fast, but we try to start right at 7 o'clock, and we want to be done by 9:30, quarter to 10, or at least by 10:15.
So you mentioned before your dad's still here. He's active and part of the program. You're obviously running the deal. Who else in the family is involved in the operation out here at Gravity Park USA?
My son and my daughter, and then my wife, and mostly I got brothers that'll help every so often, and it's pretty much family run.
Okay, so family operation that's basically putting together an opportunity for families to come out and enjoy racing.
That's right.
All right. So, Bob, you've been doing this for quite a while now, and what is it that keeps you wanting to do it? What level of excitement do you get from listening and being here and seeing everything going on?
Well, it's obviously the people that come put the show on. And that's most of the excitement, but the excitement really fires up when you can hear them race engines and you got that side-by-side competition and bumper-to-bumper racing that really throws a curve into it and makes it all the more exciting as a spectator and as a racer. Because if racing's boring for the racer, it's also boring for the spectator. So that's the excitement of it, and I guess that's what drives us to do this.
So the drivers have a rush of adrenaline, and so do the fans.
Oh man, it's freaking crazy, because they'll just say, you got to be up on the steering wheel on this racetrack, otherwise you're in trouble.
All right. Yeah. So if you get an opportunity while you're in Calumet County, I would really encourage you to visit on a Friday night. Take in the racing, the great food, the atmosphere. You get the wonderful seasons here, and that picturesque view of a night with the lights on racing is always a really cool thing to see. So, Bob, I appreciate you being on the program. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.